now on air.
Audio date is 11/16/2023. Current time is 11:54 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app on my LG Stylo 5 Android track phone. And this is day 16 of NAPOD POMO, National Podcasters Post Month. It's a monthly challenge here in November where you do one audio a day. That's what I'm doing for the 30 days in audio, and it equals up to 30. But that, you're not limited to doing it once a day. You can do, you know, was it the 16th day here? You can do your first 16 today and then wait till the end of the month and do the last 14 if you want. Or else do all 30 of them on the end of the last day of the month. But the goal is to get 30 audios in for the month of November. So I've been, this is its NAPOD POMO's 16th year, and it is the original audio month challenge. All others are copies of it, I like saying. But how are we all doing on this Thursday, this wannabe Friday, as I like to call it? And we did do the audio, the Fireman Rich audio podcast earlier this morning. And I just got back in from outside what is a gorgeous day out right now. I got the solar panels out, so I'm doing the solar farming bit here. And I'm not sure. I'm just thinking, what am I going to... I got to think of a name for or title for this. Oh, it's back. That's right. Oh, it's back. And what is back? Well, yesterday we talked about, on day 15 of NAPOD POMO, we talked about McDonald's over there in New Zealand sporting the McSalad burger. Worst name ever for a burger, in my opinion. But it's over there in New Zealand only. If you want one, you could have. You could probably have McDonald's here put one together. You just got to tell them how to make it, I guess. You know. So, but it's a real deal as far as over there in New Zealand to counter Burger King, which they also over in New Zealand have a McSalad burger, and it's not a burger, okay. But I want to talk about another McDonald's classic, and I want to just say this is no advertisement for this product. I am just making commentary of my observations of it. I have worked at McDonald's years back as a part-timer, and as far as that goes, I like McDonald's, okay? Some people don't like McDonald's. That's their prerogative, but this is no endorsement of you going to McDonald's or anything. I do like McDonald's, though, as a customer and use it. But it's back, folks. It is back. And what am I talking about? The McRib. I thought they retired it. But I saw this after I got done doing the audio for yesterday about the McSalad burger. And I said, I have to do this again. It's back-to-back audios concerning a sandwich from the McDonald's. And the McRib is back, as far as that goes, folks. The McDonald's cult classic is making a comeback, and Hungry Georgians, which is one of three or four places, I'll go over it, will be able to grab one. That's right, the McRib is back again. Have you ever tried one of these? I've tried them once. I think I tried the McRib twice. It's okay. I'm not a fan. I've tasted better barbecue, I guess. I know some coworkers, or I know one particular coworker when I was still working, he loved this. He loved the McRib. He thoroughly enjoyed it. But the McDonald's cult classic sandwich, the McRib, which has been retired and unretired several times since its first introduction back in 1981. And the last time it said its goodbyes was in a farewell tour held last year, last November. But it is back. Fans were confident it wasn't its final farewell, and sure enough, the sandwich is coming back for a limited time this month. And that's usually the case here the last several years. It's only for a limited time. So I think last time I tried one of these was a couple years back. I tried one, and it was like, yeah, okay, it doesn't knock my socks off. And it's only at select locations. McDonald's has been coy about exactly when and where the McDonald's will be available, and has encouraged fans to check their local restaurants. But it's, for the most intent, for all intents and purposes, it's down south. I got the missus joining us here in the studio. Did you ever try the McRib?
I might have tasted it once.
Once, yeah. It's not the most appealing sandwich, I would have to say. Even though it does look pretty interesting, but the taste, it's like, yeah, like I said, you can get better barbecue, as far as that goes. But McDonald's, they're bringing it back for November 2023. And where is the sandwich found? Some states already know when they will be able to grab the menu item, and others are already enjoying it. McRib already started a limited run in select branches, like I said, in Georgia, Ohio, Kentucky, and this is a new one, Greater Indiana and Southwest Michigan. On Saturday, is that this? When did this article come out? This came out the 15th, so that's this week. It's starting, I guess, at those locations. I know it's down in Florida and it's down in Georgia. So my good friend and fellow broadcaster over there on Twitch, and the host of Belt Kings Fantasy Football, Tony, you can buy one. He's down there in Warner Robins, Georgia. I'm gonna have to ask him about this. Enthusiasts of the boneless barbecue pork sandwich living in Georgia will be happy to know that all locations in the state of Georgia, including Savannah and Macon, I knew Bill Elders, he lives in Macon, and the surrounding areas will have it on the menu beginning Tuesday, November 16th. So they've already had it from this past Tuesday. North Florida, South Carolina will also offer the special menu item. The McRib will be available in Illinois from November 15th through December 10th. I don't see it coming here to New York though. But I may have to check a McDonald's here in the next couple weeks just to see if it's on the menu. To find out where the store locations are all over the country, you can check out the fan-generated McRib locator. Let's check that out. Oh my God, they have a locator where, let's see where they can find this. Oh my God, look at all, it's all over the country. Oh my God, look at that. Oh my God. And just so you know what the link is, it's called McRibLocator.com/map-html. So there's an actual, let's see if there's any in New York State here. Oh, I'm just finding this out for the first time. I just thought it was in those locations. You know, there's a couple places here in New York. And we're going to be traveling by one place. It's, no, we won't be going there. Out in Olean. Olean is where, that's the home of where St. Bonaventure's College is at. So those, the people that go to, huh? No, just Olean, and it looks like it's up in Oneonta are the only two places in New York.
College towns.
Yeah, two college towns, yes. And the closest place down in Pennsylvania is at State College, Pennsylvania. So it looks like, but I thought it was just down south, but this locator, it's all across the state or the United States here. There's locations in every state. Does it have Hawaii? Yep, it even has it in Hawaii. Oh my God. And there's one place over in Europe, in Germany, in Munich, you can get the McRib. There we go. I didn't know this. I literally just accidentally came upon that page as I'm doing the audio for Napod Pomo day 16 here. But what is the McRib sandwich and why is it popular?
We don't want to know.
Well, I'm going to go ahead. I have an audience here on this one with the missus here. But the McRib is a limited time menu item that has been offered by McDonald's the past few decades. It's a distinctive sandwich with features a boneless pork patty shaped like a rack of ribs. It doesn't look, to me, it doesn't look anything like that. It's usually introduced as a limited time offer of late, creating a sense of specialty and exclusiveness. The limited availability offer often generates excitement You know, because if you don't, haven't had something for a while, well, I'm going to try it again. And will it be that much better than the last time? I don't think so. But it generates excitement and anticipation among customers who look forward to its return. That is simply amazing. While the fast food chain has, like I said, has had farewell tours for the McRib back in 2002, it's back in 2023. And the sandwich will be available for purchase in the McDonald's app, or you can find the nearest restaurant serving it up by using the McRib locator. Go ahead. I'm going to put this in Google. So let's see what Google says. When we take McRib locator and put it in Google, and sure enough, it's right there. So just go into Google, go to McRib locator, and let's see what generates anything. And it looks like the average price for a McRib is $5.32. Okay. Oh, here's the map. The map is right there. Okay. So up at the top, it goes to the homepage, but right next to the bar on the top, you go to map. It's $5.25 for a McRib. And there's the map. So just Google McRib locator. Okay. Again, just go and Google McRib locator in Google, and you'll see the map if you really want one across the country here in the United States. And there's one over, like I said, in Munich, as far as on the map. That's intriguing. That's so cool. There is one in Hawaii. Where in Hawaii? Let's see. Which part of Hawaii is let's see. Let's focus in on Hawaii. It looks like it's right there in Honolulu. Oh, actually, they got three locations. You got one in Honolulu. You got one up there in Miliani, and right there, right near Pearl Harbor, just opposite of Ford Island, as far as there in Pearl Harbor. So. This map is so cool. I'm having fun just playing around with this map here. And let's see. And like I said, Munich is the only place. All the rest are here in the United States. Is there any state that doesn't have a McRib? It looks like, okay, Montana has it. Looks like all those states is. Nevada, Phoenix. Okay, I'm going across the United States. There's a location somewhere. So if you really want one, you're going to have to drive. Oh, wait a minute. No, there are states. We got Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine do not have any place to buy the McRib. Those are the only states that aren't carrying it. So there we have it. A unique sandwich that I think is probably more, in my view, I would much, if I had a choice to order a McRib or the sandwich I talked about yesterday, the McSalad burger, which isn't a burger, it's just a cheese sandwich. I'd go with the McRib as far as that goes, if I had to choose between those two. But nothing beats, for me, the number two meal, quarter pounder with cheese and a medium Coke. To me, that's the meal that's always sustained me, other than the black coffee that I get at McDonald's. Every McDonald's I've been to, the coffee's always the same, and that's great. They have great tasting coffee. So there we have it, the McRib sandwich. Oh, it's back. and you can find it at a local participating McDonald's near you. Again, I have no connection with McDonald's, full disclosure. I'm just a customer. I had at one time worked probably about a year and a half part-time in the McDonald's up there in Bedford, Massachusetts, which is right there next to Lexington and Concord, Mass. And I had a ball working McDonald's. I have fond memories of working part-time at McDonald's. It was a really fun job as far as that goes. The workflow is a lot different now from what I see on the customer side of the counter there when I look over and stuff. And everything is geared towards the drive-thru. But I don't think I'll be trying one of these. I'm going to still look at my local McDonald's and see if they have one. And I'll probably do a follow-up over there on my Fireman Rich audio podcasts here on Spotify for podcasters. All right, folks, I'm at 15 minutes. I think I spoke enough about the McRib. It's back for another year or for a short time here in this November 2003. Just like Napod Pomo is here for another year. I think Napod Pomo will be back here next year. I don't know about the McRib. We'll have to see. We'll have to do a follow-up audio for Napod Pomo 2024 next year. If they, I'm just laughing about this map, McRib locator. Google it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. All right, folks, this is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app, wishing you all well. Have a great Thursday. I'm enjoying the hell out of my Thursday already. I might have to just calm down and take a nap this afternoon. As far as that goes. And we're continuing on with the monthly audio challenge of Napod Pomo, National Podcasters Post Month here in November 2023. The original audio challenge. All others are copies. You all have a great one wherever you may be. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care.